The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
NFL did not cancel a game in the regular season due to COVID. They had to postpone or move 18. So what now for the postseason? News today from Cleveland. The Browns forced to shut their facility down for the day. No fewer than 5 positive tests. 2 players, including Pro Bowl guard Joel Bitonio, 2 assistant coaches, and head coach Kevin Stefanski. All now in COVID protocol. The franchise's first playoff game in 18 years Sunday night versus Pittsburgh. Stefanski will not be available. Mike Prefer, Cleveland's acting head coach. Jackie McMullen, Sarah Spain, Clinton Yates, Happy New Year. Welcome to Around the Hole. Sarah, first to you. Why is this happening to Cleveland?
Well, why am I at home? I thought it was 2021 and everything was fixed. What's going on? Why is this happening to Cleveland? You know, they've already paid enough in whatever karmic curse they could be, you know, finding a way to pay the universe back for. So it's the worst that it's this team. And hopefully this is where that spread ends, because I don't know that the NFL wants or can cope with playoff games being postponed for multiple days or weeks or anything else. And who knows what happens on the other side of the ball if the Steelers are trying to keep clean on their own end. To me, this just presents yet another challenge. Now, there is good news when teams have met sort of late in the season. The team that won that regular season game, you know, 6-8. So it's not really certain which team comes in with a benefit. It's sort of a 50-50 there. So I do think that we've talked about how Stefanski's the difference in Cleveland. Well, we're going to find out how much knowledge he can give to others for game day if he's not able to be there. We've seen Callie Bronson take over a couple groups, which has been helpful, and she's been great. But a whole team, that's different.
Point blank, though, Sarah, not having your head coach for a playoff game, the integrity of the game, it's a phrase that we've heard all week. Is there still integrity in this game if they're missing players in a coach?
We celebrated a regular season because of the no cancellations, which, as you pointed out, is a specific thing to point out and then ignore all the postponements and teams that played without quarterbacks and entire units on their team. This is a real problem. I think for the most part, we felt like the teams that really were meant to advance to the postseason did, and the teams that were sort of close, it probably wasn't as much about COVID. But now if you get into the postseason and you're without head coaches and massive players, it's going to be a big difference.
We'll bring Jackie McMullen in now. No Kevin Stefanski on the sidelines for the Cleveland Browns in their first playoff game in 18 years. What is this?
You know, I feel really, really sorry for Kevin Stefanski, because one of the great things about the development of the Cleveland Browns has been watching this coach and this young quarterback move together towards a very simpatico relationship. And you can see it on the court, on the field. You can see a lot of the pre-snap motions that Stefanski is noted for and how Baker Mayfield has really taken to that. And it's given him a way to look at the field and make decisions pre-snap on what to do with this football team. So to me, this is just, I mean, it's a massive bummer. And it's not just your head coach. I think they're up to 8 or 9 players, Tony, now on that list. And we're not talking about practice players. We're talking about significant starters. To me, it casts a pall over this playoff game. And I mean, I'm not sure what to do about it. I don't expect at all that the NFL will postpone it, and they certainly won't cancel it. So I don't know what the recourse is, but boy, it really takes the air out of this football game.
Takes the air out, casts a pall, but you're not postponing this game, it sounds like, Jackie.
Oh, I would. But I don't think Roger Goodell is, and I don't think he really cares what I think.
So. Okay. Let me ask you, Clinton Yates, should the NFL postpone this game?
I don't think so. I mean, from a football standpoint, we can talk about the X's and O's in terms of whether or not the Browns had a chance to beat this Steelers team twice in a row. I don't think they did. But, Tony, let's not forget, what is the facility that every single week, apparently, in the NFL, we saw coming up with a closure here, a closure there? It was the Browns. And guess what? The Browns had fans at games. And I'm not knocking anybody in terms of what their judgment is, but I'm certainly not going to feel bad for this team now that all of this stuff is coming up right now. They have not figured it out. And I'm sorry. It's unfortunate. It's a pandemic. It's awful. However, this is not news as far as I'm concerned regarding what the Browns have situated regarding their team. It felt like every single time we looked at an NFL team getting their facility closed, it was the Browns. The NFL needs to step in for the sake of safety, not for blaming anybody, and figure out what's going on there, because this isn't fair to anybody involved, because it seems like a lot of people are trying to do the right thing and they haven't sorted it out. It does suck, but it's not a reason to cancel the game for me.
Certainly there were other teams though, Clinton, the Baltimore Ravens.
Raiders. Yeah.
That's not even to say we're not pointing
certainly,
fingers
but my point
at
is
teams
that
for
the
having
Browns,
positive no, tests
this
when
is
the entire country
issue.
And every state. I hear what you're saying there. The last point here is, who did Cleveland play just 2 days ago? The Pittsburgh Steelers. Who are they playing next week? The Pittsburgh Steelers. You had these players in close proximity right. to the opposing team's players, and now the NFL holds its breath for the rest of the week. They said they would not change the game Sunday night unless there were massive positive tests later in the week. Well, we'll see what the later of the week has for us. We'll move on right now to the mess the Philadelphia Eagles left the season with, a different type of mess. Report from Jeff McClain of the Philly Inquirer. Unnamed players and coaches were outraged with Doug Peterson. Today on radio, WIP, Miles Sanders put his name to it, said nobody on the team liked the decision. And then there was Giants head coach Joe Judge.
To disrespect the game by going out there and not competing for 60 minutes and doing everything you can to help those players win. We will never do that as long as I'm the head coach of the New York Giants.
Clinton, how do you hear the head coach of the New York Giants score into that playoff appearance? And how do you read Philly's locker room?
I read Philly's locker room as being in a position where they simply have no choice but to be completely befuddled, and I completely understand it. Reminder, Doug Peterson is the guy who likes to remind people who has and has not played quarterback in the NFL. Well, Mr. Sudfeld has not played quarterback very well in the NFL, so why'd you put him in a game? This is confounding to me on a larger level. If you wanted a better draft pick, and there's a huge difference between the 6 pick and the 9 pick, you can go back and look at that. That makes sense. Just say so. I don't understand why you have to go through all of those machinations and put a kid like Hurts out there to dry and then suddenly just snatch it all away from him if you have a scenario in which you're trying to figure out what your quarterback situation is. The problem is not with Sudfeld. The problem is with Wentz, who is more comparable to Bobby Hoying at this point if you're bringing up Eagles comps than anybody else. I don't get this from a leadership or a strategy standpoint from Peterson. It does not make sense at all, and I think that Jones is exactly right. This is ridiculous on every level.
Mm-hmm. Do you think... hearing the report from McClain and the Philly Inquirer and Miles Sanders today, putting his name to it, you think Doug Peterson runs a risk of losing the team as we go into an offseason here?
I think Doug Peterson is running the risk of losing his job as a result of everything we've seen this season. This team, in my opinion, is not the most talented in the NFC East, but they're decent compared to all those other squads, and this is just what you cannot have. You've got a guy like Carson Wentz who thinks he runs the locker room when he doesn't. You've got a guy like Peterson making decisions against the better interest of the greater team. I just don't get it.
But sure, you don't think he made this decision on his own, Clinton, right? He didn't go rogue here. And clearly, you don't believe it was coming from above?
I mean, above is not really the point. Is my point is that if Doug is a guy who believes in his football team, he should be trying to win games with his football team. That's what I'm saying.
Sarah Spain.
Yeah, so I think the one saving grace might be that what we heard was, I don't know where this came from. And if Doug Peterson can convince that locker room that it came from above and his hands were tied, there is a chance to make that relationship be healed. Maybe not with Wentz because of everything else, but with those who are frustrated with this decision at the end of the game. I think the point is we've seen plenty of teams try to get that better roster spot, but they've either done it throughout the season or they've done it less obviously, right? You can't put in Sudfeld at that point in the game in a 3-point game and try to convince us that you're going for the win and you just need to get a look at him. If you wanted to look at him, you could have done it at any other time, including starting that game and telling everybody, we need to look at him, we need to figure out what our future is, not waiting until, oh no, I think we might be winning this game, let's change that. It was the way that they did it. It was so obvious. As for Joe Judge, I think he's right that there are a lot of sacrifices made this year in order to get teams out on the field, make those paychecks, get to the postseason, all the other things. But when you're 6-10, you are not in a position to be mad at another team for figuring out what their future is going to look like if it negatively affects you. You would be backing your way into the postseason in a bad division. And so while I understand his frustration, I do think that there's a lot of picking and choosing from people as to when we are okay with teams prioritizing what comes next and when we are disgracing the integrity of the game. And unfortunately, the first thing that Joe Judge said, which was, we should have taken care of this ourselves, was the most important part.
Mm-hmm. And Jackie McMullen?
Right. So I don't have any problem with anything Joe Judge said, because he started it with that. Listen, we had 16 games to get in the playoffs. We didn't get there. And he could, everything else to me, that's all well and good. I went back and looked at the footage of Doug Peterson after this game. And when they asked him, were you acting alone? He was so uncomfortable. He's looking around. He wasn't looking at the camera. I don't believe he acted on his own. I don't believe this was a decision that he wanted to make, and he's doing what he needs to do because his front office and his ownership asked him to do this. But the lasting images for me are guys like Zach Ertz, who to me symbolizes everything that's great about the Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl winner, in tears, crying, because he knows he has to move on. Carson Wentz, we don't know what his future is, but reports tell us he has a fractured relationship with Peterson. If you're Jalen Hurts, how are you feeling about your coach right now? You wanted to go out and win that football game. You're at the start of what you hope is a fantastic career. So now he's got doubts about you. To me, this is such a mess. And then if you go back to why Wentz was benched in the first place, at the time he was, I think, tied for the league in interceptions, sacks. I mean, there's good reasons why Carson Wentz had to sit down. But you have players during the game, Tony, being held back once Doug Peterson made this decision. Coaches holding back Kelce, one of the most respected veterans, because he's so upset with this decision you made. I don't think they thought this through. The ramifications of this one game, I think it's going to linger in that locker room for some time.
Sarah Spain, 16. Jackie McMullen, 15. Clinton Yates, 13. Was the scoring done from above? Good question. I don't know. How do I do scoring when I'm at home? Where are the joysticks? That's a question to ponder as we go to break. Buy or sell next.
Around the Horn is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
In the history of the Heisman Trophy, two wide receivers have won. Three, if you count Johnny Rodgers, who played wing back, which I think you should. So let's say three. Could Devontae Smith be the next, or is it one of the three quarterbacks? Mac Jones, Trevor Lawrence, Kyle Trask, Clinton. Who are you buying? Who are you selling for the Heisman tonight?
I'm buying Devontae. It's very simple to me. Once again, last season, this year, whatever you want to call it, was the year of the eyeball test. If I'm playing football, I'm picking that dude in order to win the game. He's in the top three in terms of all the stats that matter for a receiver. And again, I'm also here with you, Tony, for normalizing non-quarterbacks winning this award. The guy's too much of an impact player for me to leave him off the list in a year like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in history, it's been QBs and running backs, and now they've adjusted a lot because of the play. Well, why not involve the wide receivers then if that's how the game is changing? He's got, like Clinton said, all the numbers this year, but also on pace to potentially break some SEC records in a season with SEC-only opponents, no bunnies, uncertainty, players in and out. He's been incredibly impressive, and this of all years should get the voters to sort of shake up how they view things and decide to go a different direction instead of just QB over and over.
Jackie McMullen.
It is a unanimous on around the horn for Devontae Smith. And I'll tell you, the eye test that LSU catch still is amazing to me. And here's something else that's pretty incredible. He plays with a quarterback who's a Heisman candidate who threw 36 touchdown passes. He plays with a running back that I think had like 26 rushing touchdowns. And he's still far and away the best choice. That is impressive.
All right, so since it's unanimous, you're all taking Devontae Smith, the wide receiver. And I mentioned Johnny Rogers, the Nebraska great. Can you name the other two wide receivers who won the Heisman?
Desmond Howard.
Desmond Howard. And? Tim
Brown.
Mutes for everybody. Tim Brown. Oh, you got it at the last
Tim
second.
Brown.
Good job. Clinton Yates. More points for Yates. Let's move on. Meyer Sell, too. Something we all have in common with Urban Meyer. We are all seeking $12 million a year for NFL coaching gigs, reportedly. We won't be getting it, reportedly, allegedly, or anyway. Could he, Sarah Spain? Can you see an NFL team, and everyone's honing in on the Jaguars here, making a move for Meyer, and would it be
wise? The money isn't the issue to me. The issue is his health. And in the past, his health has come up both as a legitimate understanding of how it's affected and why he would have announced retiring three times between 2009 and 2018. But it was also used to say he forgets things a lot. He has memory issues. He can't focus. So we're investing $81 million in cap space, a brand new quarterback, a whole future of a team, and a guy who in the past has multiple times retired because he said he's not healthy enough to go. This, to me, is a really risky move.
Jackie McMullen.
Well, the health issue, if I were his wife, his daughter, anyone close to him, I'd say, why would you take on the pressure of an NFL job, especially with the number one pick and a college kid's coming right out to run your franchise? I accept all that, but I understand why the Jags are doing it. They want to make a big move. They're still trying to get public money to help them create their new stadium and space, the Lot L, I think it's called. And Urban Meyer wins everywhere he goes. You may not like how he does it, but some of the transgressions, if you will, are irrelevant from college to the pros.
Mm-hmm. Also, the question whether college coaches make the jump to the NFL, that's evolved in recent years. Clinton Yates, where are you on the Jaguars or any team reaching out for Urban Meyer? And that $12 million tag may not be the exact number.
This is an unbelievable number to me, Tony. It's like in The Simpsons when Bart wins like a radio promotion and they're like, oh, do you want the free pass of the roller coaster or a big elephant? And he says, I want a big elephant. The other prize is so big that you don't think the other person's going to take it. That's where Urban is. You're saying, give me all the money in the world to do this and I might consider it. This is not even viable to me. Like Sarah said, his health is a concern. The jump from college to pros is a concern. I just don't think this makes sense on any level if you're the Jags. There's way too many candidates out there that are better suited for that position for less money.
Right. So for you, you would go coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, Robert Saleh. You would go Brady. You would go an NFL, and Brady's a college guy who made 1 year in the NFL, but you would go an NFL guy over a college coach, Clinton?
100%. I mean, I understand that it's a different market a little bit in Jacksonville. There's the Florida element. A lot of people kind of like the concept of the college coach coming there, but that doesn't make it a smart football move. I wouldn't do this if I were him, if I were, you know, the Jags. I think this is not a smart decision at all. And I think throwing that number out there also skews what everybody else asks for going forward. Not smart wires. Come on, guys.
Sarah? Jackie, did the big elephant land with you from Clinton? Did you follow what he was putting down there? I don't know. I'm gonna move on. Buy or sell three. The best team in the NBA right now, you know who it is, Jackie. The Philadelphia 76ers. You wrote it up last week. This is the reverse jinx. This is the McMullen bonus. 6-1. New look, new philosophy. How real is the start? What changed most?
Well, it's real because Daryl Morey went back to Simmons' rookie year and said, what worked? Well, it's when they had Covington and Saric and J.J. Redick in the lineup, and they plugged him in with Seth Curry, the Redick guy. They plugged him in with Tobias Harris, a much better upgrade than Saric, and Danny Green to where Covington was, and that lineup works. Here's the other thing. Joel Embiid is averaging 33.2 minutes a game. No minutes restrictions. He's averaging more minutes than LeBron, than Giannis, than Anthony Davis. And that's because he's got a cook. He's got all sorts of people working to keep his body fresh. It's all good news for them.
Clint Yates?
Joel Embiid has looked fantastic. I think that that's been a tremendous upgrade to who they are. His attitude is great. Tobias Harris is obviously playing lights out. He's shooting incredible from three. He's blocking more than a shot a game. But let's not also sleep on my man, NBA champion Dwight Howard, who's filling in excellent minutes. Daryl Morey has done an incredible job. I love this team right now. They're playing great.
How real are these Sixers, Sarah?
I have to say I'm taking every team with a grain of salt in these early weeks because of the disjointed and weird offseason, but they have a whole new team leading them. Not just the players, but the people in the front office and the coach. And you've got Joel Embiid, who, to Jackie's point, got a nutritionist and a massage therapist and all these people to have him focus and really try to play up to the potential we've all seen in him. And if that's real, sustainable, changes everything. And it's something to believe in.
Ooh. I guess you're taking the scoring with a grain of salt as well for taking all the NBA starts. Sarah Spain, not enough to get past. We have a big elephant for you. A stuffed
elephant.
I'll take
elephant. The roller coaster.
Is that going to work for you?
The roller coaster? I'll take that.
Clint, I'm not following you, Clint, but you got Tim Brown, you got Desmond Howard. You deserve a showdown with Jackie McMullen in 2 minutes.
Around the Horn is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jackie McMullen, Clinton Yates, good luck in the show.
Yeah, we'll have our hands full, but you know, that it's one of those games where you better watch what you wish for.
Smart for Chase Young to talk it up, or does Bruce Arians have it right? You're playing with your fire. Clint Yates, first to you.
I think it's absolutely smart. That football team doesn't make the playoffs often, so getting things moving is important. This has big LeVar Arrington, Troy Aikman vibes to me. Pay attention, TB. Could be dicey.
Jackie?
I love that Chase Young said this, but here's why Bruce Arians doesn't. He was the defensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2005 when a young secondary player, Anthony Smith, guaranteed a win against Brady and the Patriots, got fooled on a trick play for a touchdown and lost.
Both of you giving a history lesson. I like it. We'll split the point then to move on to showdown two. NHL news of the day. The league selling naming rights to their divisions for 1 year only. The Scotia NHL North Division, Honda NHL West Division, Discover NHL Central Division, and the Mass Mutual NHL East Division. For one season, can you swallow it, Jackie?
Oh, it's going to be hard for me, but as Sarah and I were talking off camera, we'd like it a lot better if it was the Molson East Division, if it was the Throwback Brewery West Division. Give me some breweries.
Yeah. Why not scale this up to every part of the game? Give me the Lexus Line Change, or maybe even, you know, the Gatorade.
Ah,
goalie watermark.
That's what I'm saying. You're not above selling out. I see that. Jackie, what are you doing? If it's Sarah's idea, I'll give Sarah the point. You can't win a FaceTime like that. Yates, take the FaceTime.
I'm honest.
I'd like to give some credit to the last team to integrate in Major League Baseball. That would be the Boston Red Sox. They did something incredible this week, which was hire a woman named Bianca Smith to be a coach in their system. She is the first black woman to be a professional baseball coach. She used to run baseball operations at Case Western, and she's been a hitting instructor before that. Let me tell you something, fam. We absolutely love to see this. Good on this franchise. Good for her. I'm so pumped about this. Great stuff.
Great FaceTime, Clinton. Yeah.
With you, Clinton.
Right, thanks, everybody. Sarah, Jackie, I don't have a big stuffed elephant. I've got an alpaca and an octopus.
And I get a llama.
Oh!
Hang on to it.
Happy Hour is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Drink responsibly.